Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
The Trump administration is proposing cuts to the White House drug czar's office of about 95%, which critics say will effectively eliminate the Office of National Drug Control Policy as the country's opioid, addiction, and overdose crisis balloons, and people are increasingly taking some matters into their own hands with lawsuits. We'll link you to our previous reporting at hereandnow.org. But today we want to take a look at the first-in-the-nation lawsuit against drug distributors and pharmacies to be litigated in a tribal court. The Cherokee Nation is suing CVS Health, Walgreens, Walmart, and companies like AmerisourceBergen and Cardinal Health, the middlemen between drugstores and drug makers, charging they failed to monitor the legal sale of opioids, resulting in drug-addicted infants and children whose parents can't raise them, plus an overwhelmed law enforcement. Todd Hembree is Attorney General for Cherokee Nation. He joins us from Latakwa, Oklahoma, the capital of Cherokee Nation. Welcome.
Thank you, Robin. It's a pleasure to be here.
What are the laws that you're basing the lawsuit on?
The laws that we are basing this on are the statutes of the Cherokee Nation itself. We have the Fair Practices Act, and it's an act that is in several states and other jurisdictions, that what you put into the stream of commerce is not deceptive, not fraudulent. We have nuisance, negligence, civil conspiracy. One thing that about the Cherokee Nation is that we have a very sophisticated court system, and I would say it is the best tribal court system in the nation, on par with any state that you could come across. We look forward to bringing this case in the Cherokee Nation as an act of our sovereignty and as an example of good due process that the Cherokee Nation provides.
Well, that's so interesting. You have your own tribal laws. There are also federal laws about reporting, you know, how many drugs are being sold where.
Absolutely. And that's a major part of this case, is that we feel that the defendants have violated federal law with impunity. They regularly pay multi-million-dollar fines as if they were parking tickets. And we intend to try to curb that action, to change the culture, the corporate culture here. And the best way that we feel that we can do that and protect our citizens is through this lawsuit.
Well, let's talk a little more about those federal laws. The Controlled Substances Act requires that pharmacies and drug distributors, retailers, are legally responsible to flag federal officials when they see certain suspicious things. What are you seeing that you allege they're not pointing out?
Each chain or each part of the system has specific duties and responsibilities. The doctors have the responsibility to write good prescriptions and not overprescribe. The retailers have the duty to point out suspicious prescriptions. The distributors have the duty to not oversupply a particular area, and the retailers and the distributors have breached that duty. It's sort of like if I owned a dam and I opened up the floodgates, I could reasonably expect people downstream to be flooded. And it doesn't relieve you of any liability just to say, well, it's not my fault. All I did was open the floodgates.
Yeah.
So we intend to be able to prove that these distributors and retailers willingly open these floodgates.
Well, you talk about suspicious orders. Companies are required to flag if they see doctor shopping, somebody filling out opioid prescriptions from different doctors, or if they see orders for opioids disproportionately large for the local population. So let's say CVS is making this huge order for the local population. That's supposed to flag people. I'm looking at some of the stats from STAT, which is the health publication that we work with. They've written this up. They say that in 2015, an estimated 845 million milligrams of opioids were distributed in the 14 counties that span Cherokee Nation, and they cite the Drug Enforcement Agency. This would average between 360 and 720 pills every year for every prescription opioid user in the Cherokee Nation?
Yes, and I will tell you that the evidence that we intend to put forward is going to show that it's worse than that. If you have a house with five members in it and you ship 500 pills to it, you should have reasonable notice that you are oversupplying that house. And that is exactly what's happened in the Cherokee Nation.
Well, and by the way, how does that feel? We've been speaking to so many communities that this has hit. It's not just, you know, yours, but how do you see it?
Well, the Office of the Attorney General, we handle all the legal matters for the Cherokee Nation. So we were uniquely situated to see how the crisis has started to hit the Cherokee Nation. And there's not one aspect of our communities that opioids have not caused great damage to. We see it in the health care that we have to provide, the additional expenditures in addiction and other related health matters that come on with that. We see it in our broken families with their increased Indian child welfare cases, with children being born addicted and parents being addicted that we have to put children in foster care. We see it in law enforcement cost. Every aspect of the nation is affected, but particularly our youth. We see a huge increase in addiction in Cherokee Nation youth. And it's been said that the youth may be a quarter of your population, but it's 100% of your future. Mm-hmm. So we have to make great efforts to ensure that we don't lose a generation here.
Yeah. Well, according to the CDC, these drug overdoses have quadrupled since 1999 in general, but they're hitting hardest in white and Native American communities. Oklahoma, you know, where you're based, ranks among the top states for opioid prescription rates. Look, as we said, it's across the board and it's every income across the country. But why do you think Oklahoma and the Cherokee Nation, why do you think it's hitting so hard there?
Well, Native Americans have a propensity to addiction twice that of the general population. We are an area that is not well developed economically. The Cherokee Nation as a community has gone through generations of trauma, and that has, I believe, contributed to the propensity for addiction. So I do believe that for a variety of reasons, and the statistics show this out, that it has hit Native American communities particularly hard, specifically the Cherokee Nation.
Well, yeah, it's an historical trauma, and maybe it's being felt hardest by this generation. Look, we hope to talk about that more at another time. But meantime, you're looking for a sizable financial settlement. You make no bones about that. You want these drug companies to pay for things like, you know, orphaned children and an overburdened law enforcement. What else do you think a settlement here might do to repair some of those problems that maybe are leaving young people open to addiction?
Well, when we began this lawsuit, obviously, you know, we talked about money, but the goal of our lawsuit from the inception of it is to attempt to change the behavior of these corporations. And as an attorney general, I can say that there's two main ways you can change a person's behavior. Number one is put them in jail, which we can't do in this instance. But the second is to hit their bottom line hard enough that they rethink their actions. They have flooded their product, their dangerous product, to our communities here at the Cherokee Nation. So they shouldn't be surprised if they find themselves in our courts. But yes, we'll make no bones about it. I hope that it is a sizable verdict that we get from these companies. But at the end of the day, our main goal is to change the behavior of these corporations so that our communities will be safe and that this will benefit other communities, because it has affected every corner of the United States.
Well, it being a tribal court, does anything else happen differently?
Tribal court systems that people think, oh, well, this is a kangaroo court or something that we just make up rules as we go. Nothing could be further of the truth. We have a very sophisticated set of procedures for due process, discovery, follow the federal rules of civil procedure. Again, we have our own constitution, our own laws, our own court rules that are readily available online, not secret to anybody. So it will have the look and feel of a real court, because it is a real court.
Mm. That's Todd Hembree, Attorney General for the Cherokee Nation, speaking to us from Tahlequah, Oklahoma. Todd, thank you.
Thank you, Robin. It's been a pleasure.
And of course, we contacted the defendants in this lawsuit. CVS Health replied that it is committed to the highest standards of ethics and business practices, including complying with all federal and state laws, did not mention tribal. Cardinal Health, the distributor, says that its employees care deeply about the devastation opioid abuse has caused American families and communities. They are committed to helping solve this complex public health crisis. Walgreens declined to comment. Others have not responded. For the company's complete statements, go to hearandnow.org.